Weather conditions across the northern plains and upper Midwest will likely turn ugly as we go forward through the late night tonight and throughout the day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow will be developing overnight tonight in the heart of South Dakota and portions of southern and western sections of North Dakota. The adversity will be most significant after midnight and continuing all the way through dawn. The low pressure center responsible for the storm will be intensifying over Nebraska during the nighttime hours and will eventually shift across the eastern portions of Minnesota and ultimately end up in southern portions of Ontario, Canada as we go forward through the afternoon and evening on Thursday. In the wake of this movement will be a blizzard that will likely evolve across North Dakota primarily, but we will see blizzard and near blizzard conditions also in portions of northern South Dakota and across a big part of northern Minnesota, neighboring areas of southeastern Manitoba, and also southwestern Ontario. The storm promises to produce 6 to 12 inches of snow across North Dakota, with some local totals maybe in the 12 to 14 inch range. The storm will also come with some impressive wind, with wind speeds of 35 to 50 miles per hour occurring during the height of the snow, and that's going to reduce visibilities to zero, shut down roads, and even the airports at Grand Forks and Fargo. We'll expect the storm to pass off to the northeast as we get into the night, Thursday night, but the wind and snow will linger a little bit until about dawn on Friday, when we'll still have some breezy conditions and a few snow flurries, but most of the storm will be over by then. Southern parts of South Dakota and southern portions of Minnesota will not likely be impacted by the storm nearly as significantly as North Dakota and northern Minnesota will. We look for moisture totals from the event to run from 0.5 to 1.5 inches in the heavy snowfall areas, but southern South Dakota and southern Minnesota will see totals running from about 0.15 of an inch upwards to about 4 or 5/10 of an inch. The snow in the southern parts of the region will not likely be very significant, but there will be a little bit of snow that will occur in southern portions of South Dakota with a trace upwards to around 3 or 4 inches possible. Northern South Dakota will see much greater amounts of snowfall. Southwestern Minnesota is not likely to see much in the way of significant snow either. A lot of wind, though, will occur. We'll look for the temperatures to turn bitterly cold behind this event. Low temperatures over the weekend are still expected to be in the negative and positive single digits across most of the region. It wouldn't surprise me to see a few extremes to around minus 10 in the western parts of North Dakota following this event. Afternoon temperatures behind the storm will likely be in the teens and 20s for most of the region for a couple of days. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.